Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Get moving in the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet, like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed for more responsive performance. Honda, the 2022 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR and a 2023 Honda CR-V hybrid or 2023 Accord hybrid.
See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Honda dealer today. Honda gets Chicagoland.
See dealer for financing details based on 2022 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Oh, man, people are freaking out, Will.
Oh, no. Why?
My God. I don't know how we're going to handle it. So this is something we kind of assumed. But I guess the cat's out the bag. Governor Ron DeSantis had a conversation with Elon Musk. And it looks like maybe as early as tomorrow, he will be announcing his run for president.
Yeah, I think it's going to be done on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hosted by Elon. And Governor Ronnie D will be the guest in that Twitter Spaces.
Yeah.
And the alleged activity is that he will, in fact, be announcing his run for president in 2024. Is it 24?
Yeah. We got one more year.
Oh, man. Time's going by really fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just so funny to me, looking at social media, people are flipping the F out. And I'm like, calm down. I haven't said anything to anybody, but I'm thinking, calm down. Like, calm down. We don't even know who all is declaring for the Democrats and for the Republicans. It's way too early to even freak out. Wait a year, because in a year, you're still going to have four or five months before Election Day. Like, just relax. Don't let this own your life, people. Just stop. And guess what? Here's what you can do. Once you find out the nominees, this is what I strongly recommend. Do a little more research, a little more digging into the nominees. I mean, if you want to be a responsible and an informed voter, not somebody that just votes on a name or on surface headlines, you got plenty of time to do that. You got plenty of time to really dig in on these candidates. I'm gonna do a better job this year with that. Like, normally I don't really pay attention to most of the primary candidates because there's like 20 on each side. But maybe I will. Maybe I will dig into them a little bit, learn a little bit more about each candidate. Maybe. And maybe you'll find out that maybe you like some of the stuff Ron DeSantis is all about. Maybe, if you give him a chance.
Right.
Maybe you'll figure out that some of his policies aren't nearly as homophobic and racist as they're made out to be on headlines.
Oh, it's impossible.
That are ran by media organizations that are obviously not Republican. I'm not saying I'm Republican and that I'm going to vote that way. I'm just saying,
if you even give him the benefit of the doubt, then you are.
Keep an open mind, man. Maybe he'll be the better option. I mean, I will say this. If it's him or Biden, come on, man.
I don't claim to understand. The only thing that I can think of is that we're living in at least two different realities with the way people are reacting.
Sure.
Off some of these issues and news stories.
Oh, boy.
I don't claim to understand it. Why? I guess it's that thing. It's that famous cartoon where it's, are you looking at a 6? Are you looking at a 9? And the person standing on the left sees the 9, and the person on the right sees the 6.
Yeah.
They're going, no, it's 6. They're like, no, it's 9. And then they kill each other.
It's wild, but it is going to be, look, just keep an open mind, but try to enjoy the entertainment value. We're going to have DeSantis versus Trump.
Oh, man, Trump's going to cook him, though.
He might, but it's going to be entertaining as hell, Will, because DeSantis is a good debater, too.
Yeah, but Trump's not a debater. He's just an insulter. He's going to be like,
sure,
he's, Ronnie D's going to go out and be like, Donald Trump could have fired Anthony Fauci at any time, and he chose to continue to employ this bureaucrat who kept us locked down, and Trump's just going to be like, your wife said you have a small penis.
Now, Ronnie D, look at Ronnie over there. Look at little Ronnie D down there in Florida. Never backed me. He let him raid Mar-a-Lago. Very, very bad when they did it. Very, very bad. He didn't do anything to back me up. He let the feds just come on in, bust into my golf resort. And I was like, Ronnie, what are you going to do about it? And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
It's funny. Trump's like taking like Washington Post. He's like retweeting on his True Social thing, Washington Post journalists attacks on Ron DeSantis now. And you're just like, dude, like Trump knows that this is the guy he's got to take out. Nobody else really has a chance.
Sure.
There's a lot of people that are running right now. I think there's six people. There's what's his name? Keith Christie. What's his name? The governor?
Chris Christie.
Yeah,
the fat one
run.
With the camel toe?
Yeah, for some reason he's jumping in.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's announced yet, but he's definitely in talks to do it. You got Tim Scott from South Carolina.
I kind of dig Tim Scott, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's good for the party. He's black dude, and it would kind of fill that void.
He seems moderate on a lot of levels.
He's running for vice president, let's be honest. Nikki Haley, same thing. Running for vice president.
Sure.
He got, what's his name, Pencey Boy. He's jumping in.
Is he coming back? So
yeah.
He's old Flyhead?
Yeah, huh. He's running. You got that Indian dude.
I'm interested in learning more about him, too.
I listened to a podcast with him. I was like, pretty cool to me.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
How cool would that be, the first Indian-American president?
And Nikki Haley's Indian-American as well.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
So, I mean, there's a lot of diversity on the Republican ticket.
Like, dude, I don't care what color. I don't even care what party. Just give me the best person.
Yeah.
God, please.
I just think that it's really between Ronnie D and Trump.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like Trump's style definitely worked against Hillary in 2016 because she was just so unliked by a large amount of people.
Because she's a criminal.
Yeah, I mean, they all are, but right.
I know, but hers is a little bit more transparent.
Sure,
you know.
Sure. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But, so that worked when he just insulted her and said, I'd throw you in jail.
It was brand new. He insulted everybody.
He nailed, you know, nobody knew how to handle him.
Jeb.
There's a bunch of squares. Jeb didn't know what to do with him. Marco Rubio. He's like, Marco Rubio tried saying he's got small hands, implying that he had a small wiener.
Yeah.
And like, it just didn't work. It just didn't work.
Little Marco.
Yeah, it just couldn't work. Poor Rand Paul's up there being a nice man. And then he's like, who invited? Remember that? Oh
yeah.
My God, he cooked Rand Paul that time because he was like, Rand said like a point, and it was a good point. And he goes, Who invited you? You're polling at 1%. Why are you even here? And he was done. That was
You know what that reminded me of when he did that? It hit me in the soul. I felt it for Rand Paul because it reminded me of the cowhead roast.
Yeah.
And Bert Kreischer was the last one to go up. He's hammered. He's wearing a hockey jersey and a fedora, right? And he goes down the list and he's like talking about everybody and he looks over at me. I'm the last one. And he goes, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. What? I think somebody said you're a realtor. Good luck in the market.
Oh,
and that was
damn.
It.
That hurts.
It did hurt.
That hurts.
I was like, God damn you, Bert Kreischer. I've hung out with you like 50 times.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, it was horrible. So I'm still going to go watch The Machine this weekend.
Yeah. I still don't know if the country is still in that mode anymore or if the country's kind of moved beyond Trump. I mean, he's leading the polls right now, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Dude.
But
and he's coming back with the you know, a lot of force. I mean, my big concern with him would be his age. He's up there, you know?
Yeah.
He's not a spring chicken, but he's sharp.
He seems like he's mentally there. And I got to say, he looks about the same age as, you know, a couple years ago. He's not falling apart.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, not that he's in good shape or anything. He's fat, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. They did that CNN thing and he cooked that CNN
he
lady.
He did, yeah.
So, I don't know. He seems like he's ready to go. Like I said, I don't know if the country's going to put up with it anymore, if they're ready to move on from him, but
yeah,
the only real competition is Ron.
Yeah, I just think there's times when he's not very presidential, and he was a little embarrassing, you know, during his term. And I said it. I was open about it. I go, look, man, I wish they would take the Twitter away from him sometimes because it's a little much. It's a little much sometimes. And, you know, as far as the like foreign policy, things like that, I thought he was doing a great job. I thought the economy was in a great place. I thought there was a, you know, he wasn't perfect, but I thought we were in a pretty good place most of the time. And I did like the fact that he wasn't really a politician. He was this businessman that was just kind of pushing against all of the norm, you know. But at the same time, he's still enough of a politician to play the game, you know. So, I mean, yeah. Was he embarrassing sometimes? Sure. But what we've had the last 3 years, way more embarrassing. The guy's falling downstairs and can't talk. I mean, the world's laughing at us. I mean, they laughed at us with Trump, but they laughed cautiously. Because like, this guy beat our ass. We don't mess around with this guy. He's threatening us all the time. Remember when he told Putin he would melt his ice cream cone buildings and all this stuff? It's like, Jesus, man. You know what I mean? It's just it's kind of a different vibe. You know, so I don't know. I just I don't want to sound like a boomer and say I want it to be like it used to be, but I'd like for things to change a lot with the vibe of the country right now. I just feel like everything is divided. I feel like everything is focused on division, whether it's race stuff every 2 seconds, gay stuff every 2 seconds. It's like, yes, everybody needs to be treated equally. Everybody needs to have opportunities, but it just seems like everybody's throwing everything in everybody's face so much to where everybody's mad all the time, and I'm just worn out. Worn out.
Well, it's only just begun. Now we're going to really heat up now.
Oh, my God.
Into election season, so.
Yeah.
It's starting earlier and earlier every year, so.
And think about.
Already begun.
Think about how social media really controlled the last few years when it comes to putting people in echo chambers, really just molding people's minds into what they want them to do. It's really a form of brainwash. And if people don't believe it, they're stupid. You're just stupid if you don't believe it. It's right there. And think about the technology. It's only gotten better. With this next election, you're right. You're right. It's going to be a hellscape.
It's so weird because you had, you know, the name calling that, you know, like you said, it's anti- It's race stuff. It's gay stuff.
All day.
And, like, Trump was the pinnacle of it. Like, how could it get any... I mean, they were literally comparing... And that's not the first president they compared to Hitler. I mean, you had George W. Bush, Obama. They were all compared. But this one felt different. Like, it was pervasive.
Yeah.
You know, it's on, like, CNN. It's not just conservative talk radio or you know, Bill Maher or something like that. Like, it's mainstream... MSNBC, CNN, corporate yeah. type of press, like saying, like, yeah, he's a fascist. And now it's like they call Ron DeSantis that now, too. But now it's Ron DeSantis is even worse
uh-huh.
than Trump.
Yeah.
And all these new candidates are somehow worse than Trump. It's like, I mean, what are you talking
about?
They
got to double down, dude. They got to double down. Just like, you know, Jaws 2, the shark is bigger. It's meaner. Jaws 3, it's in 3D, bitch. And it's at SeaWorld. Jaws 4, he followed the broad to the Bahamas all the way from Amityville. It just gets worse. So, yeah, they have to make it worse than Trump. They have
to. I guess they always do that. They did that to Mitt Romney, too. Some, like, Mormon grandfather. They were like, he has a book full of women. What a sexist pig. Yikes. Remember they tried to do that to
yeah.
him?
And yeah.
So like, that was, I mean, say what you will about Mitt Romney, whether he should have won the presidency or not, but seems like an okay guy. Yeah. I don't know, like nice, at yeah, least.
Nice grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so everybody's worse than Trump. It seems like media has already picked their candidate that they want Trump versus Biden again. And that's probably true that the only person that Joe Biden will be able to beat potentially in this election is Donald Trump. I think any of the Republican candidates will smoke Joe Biden next election, unless they just steal it.
I'm just
not saying they will.
I'm very sad that the Democrats, if they don't get a better candidate, I'll be very sad.
Well, Joe Biden's running for re-election. He's already said he is.
Well, I know.
He's the incumbent, unless somebody primaries him.
That's what I'm saying. That needs to be, there needs to be an effort. But I saw, I can't think of her name right now, but she's one of the you know, one of the senators on the Democratic side. I saw her a couple of weeks ago say, we're not even going to have a I hope we don't have a primary against Joe Biden. I'm like, well, that's not how democracy works. That's not how our country works. You have a process when it comes to, you know,
it's rare that usually the incumbent, you know, gets the nomination.
Sure, but there's at least an opportunity for these other politicians that are working their way up. That's like saying we're not going to have an NFL draft. You guys just sit down. We're going to keep the same players this year. No, it's not. That's not how it works. Like, people have an opportunity to be the candidate. It's just weird. It's almost fascist.
I mean, I don't know. I think that they're going to, I think the plan is get Joe reelected and then we'll just hand it off to either the affable gay mayor, Mayor Pete, mm-hmm. or Kamala Harris, one of those two. In the name of equity, he could be a hero. Mm. Joe could be a hero. All he's got to do is be like, listen, I vanquished Trump once. I saved the country. I did it again. Ah. I beat him. Now I need to go because I'd poop my pants.
He does.
And I need some pudding. So I'm going to go, but I'd like to leave you with this nice gay mayor from Indiana.
Oh, he would make sure to say that.
Or Kamala Harris, because we need more equity.
My God.
And that was my pledge to you, and that's what I'm going to give to you. Thank you.
Did you watch any of that embarrassing Howard University speech he did?
I saw some of it.
Oh, my God. There were so many students so mad. So mad. I went in there, and I was watching some of the videos on YouTube and TikTok and stuff, and it's cell phone videos from the graduating, you know, class, and they were not happy. They were protesting him being there. One guy was like yelling out in the audience, like, this is a campaign speech. You know what I mean? This is not what's supposed to be happening. They were not happy. First of all, a lot of them were mad that a white guy was chosen to do it, even if it was the president. I heard that being said, which, okay, it's a black college. I kind of see where they're coming from, right? But yeah, it was definitely, he just went up there and he started preaching about how white supremacy was the biggest problem in the United States, which is not even close, right? And he was just, boom, boom, we gotta take away the guns and white supremacy.
It's like, he's got to say that.
I know.
Because things are going so bad. He
it's
can't be like,
crazy.
The economy is not great. He's got to say something like that. Otherwise, it makes him look bad.
I just thought, you know, you're speaking to a graduating class at a college. Maybe mention how you're going to help them with them loans, like what was supposed to be happening or something, like something positive for, you know, 22-year-olds that are going out into the real world, not just, hey, this, you know, go vote for me because white people are bad. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say the economy's not doing great. You can't talk about immigration. You can't talk about war and foreign relations. That's like, everything's bad right now. So the only thing to do to talk about is talk about something like that.
He pissed off a lot of those students. A lot of them. I'd like to see them poll the graduating class at Howard University and see how many people really appreciated that, how many people enjoyed that, and how many people saw it for what it was. You know? Because I think a lot of people saw it for what it was.
Yeah.
These are smart people. They're graduating. You know what I mean? These are, you know, I would respect their opinion over somebody that's going to, like, I don't know, USC or something like that, or Berkeley. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can I help you?
Johnny B, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
Ollie.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, I thought your assessment of Trump was spot on. I mean, everything you said, good and bad. I think your sidekick has absolutely no clue.
Ooh.
I mean, honestly.
Sidekick?
No clue.
How dare you, sir? You know my name.
We call him underlings around here.
Yeah, get it right,
yeah,
dickhead.
He needs to.
What are you talking about? Just say what you're talking about. Don't say I'm wrong. What am I wrong about?
Well, first of all, you know, you went on and on and on about Trump. But you never once mentioned what a butthole, you know, Biden is. And you seem to want to skip over all that. And then you say that Biden
Biden
could become president and hand it over to Carmella or Pistol Pete. You never mention they are the most ill-equipped people to run our country.
So when do we need a well-equipped person? Sir, have you been paying attention the past 3 years? We don't need a qualified individual to run the country. They don't care about that.
Okay, so let me tell you the one person we don't need, and that's you. You don't make sense, buddy.
I'm on your side.
Well, I know, I'm confused.
You fool.
Well, you don't. Hey, listen, in my opinion, you know, both Trump and Biden have done a lot of things wrong. But people are very, very quick to point out all the things that Trump's done wrong. And they forget to mention that his family took $10 million from the Chinese and the Ukraine. They forgot to mention that his son is a borderline.
That gets mentioned all the time.
Not by you.
Oh, sure it does. I call him a criminal all the time. I think Will agrees.
Yeah, I think you hear what you want to hear. You're not understanding me for some reason. You might have a low IQ, sir. No offense.
I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slip or fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.